what is force? It turns out this is not an easy or simple question to answer. Welcome to Physics Rules. I am Tatiana Stancheva. Today I would like to welcome my daughter Emily, who is joining me here to co-host this podcast with me. Welcome, Emily.
Hello, I am Emily and I am very excited about joining Physics Rules.
Me too. So what do you think a force is?
I don't know.
To be honest with you, I don't know either. Whenever I have to use force, I always go back to the definition of Sir Isaac Newton, who didn't really specify what or how or why. He simply said, whenever two objects interact with each other, that is what we call force.
It's like the word the. Somebody once asked me what the means, and I realized I had never thought of it. I just use it in sentences.
That's right. And Newton gave us sentences, so we can actually use force. Only in physics, we don't call them sentences. We call them equations, formulas, laws. So let me start with the first. Newton's first law that states it takes a force to change the motion of an object. Notice that this is about the change and not the motion itself. If your car is already in the garage and not moving, you need a force to make it start moving. In other words, to change its motion. A not so obvious aspect of this first law is that if your car is already moving on the freeway, let's say 50 miles an hour, you need the force to change that motion. You need the force to make it stop, slow down, turn left, turn right.
Do you remember that time that I asked you if I was on a boat and the boat was moving, if I jumped up, then would the boat pass me and I would land in a different spot? And you said no, because I am moving along with the boat. So, not including air resistance, to make this simple, if I jump up, there's no force to stop me from moving. So I continue moving and land in the exact same spot I started with.
That's right. I did say so. Let's look at another example. What happens if someone drives and slams the brakes?
Then you lurch forward because there's not enough force to stop you, since you are already moving.
That's right.
That's why don't forget to wear your seatbelt.
That's right. The lesson is don't forget to wear your seatbelt.
Just imagine, to switch the topic, that you're at the bottom of a hill and you are driving. But then when you go up the hill, if you don't press the accelerator, you'll probably not end up at the top, since the force gravity is pulling you down. So you have to hit the accelerator to equal the force and cancel it out.
That's right. Do you know what force that would be? It turns out that force is actually coming from the interaction between the bottom of your tires and the ground. We will call that force friction, although it's usually different from what we mean by friction. And that force will be there, pulling you forward, canceling gravity. Which reminds me that when Newton set up for the first law, he didn't really mean a specifically one force. There could be one, two, three, many forces. In the first law, when we say a force needs to be present to change the motion, we are looking at the combination of all the forces. So we call them net force.
It's like a math problem. If you have two forces and both of them are pulling one way, let's say right, of course 1 + 1 = 2. But if one of them is pulling right and let's say the other one is pulling left, then they cancel each other out and you are left standing where you were standing before.
Thank you for reminding me how important the direction of forces is. So when we have more than one force and we have to add them up, we actually have to use some more advanced rules. They're called vector rules for addition of forces. We have to pay attention to the directions. Sometimes they'll add up, sometimes they'll cancel, and sometimes could be something in between. Newton also set up two other laws. The second one is where we actually start getting specific into the calculations. And then we have to look at the mass of an object, and what specific change we want to impart. In this case will be an acceleration. And then we can calculate the force. And then Newton's third law is back to the interaction of two objects, reminding us that if there is an interaction between two objects, both sides experience force.
Which means that if you punch someone, your knuckles are gonna hurt. So think twice before you start punching people.
That's right. Both people will be hurt if one person punches another. But let me give you another example that does not involve punches. Earth pulls us with a force that we call gravity, and that force we experience always pulling us down towards the center of the Earth. But did you know that you also pull the Earth upwards towards your own center? Because that is what Newton's third law states.
Wait, so while the Earth is pulling you down, you're pulling the Earth up? That doesn't make sense.
That's right. Well, it does make sense. But for that, we will need a whole episode to discuss and see how it plays out. And we'll save this topic for future episodes. If you're interested, you're welcome to join us.